And joining us live on the air once again is our friend Dennis Herron. Dennis, the president and CEO of Make-A-Wish Philadelphia, Delaware, and Susquehanna Valley. And Dennis, we were talking earlier about how so many of your fundraising events have been canceled due to COVID-19. What are some ways that our listeners can get involved with helping you grant Make-A-Wish in the future?
Well, very timely, Fred. Thank you for that question. About a year ago, we were thinking in terms of how do we replace a failing special event that was very time-consuming and was not producing the way we hoped it would. And my very talented development department decided that we should have a virtual giving day where people don't have to leave their home. They just go online and make a donation. And it was successful. And when we were putting our budget together this time last year, we decided to expand Giving Day into a giving week. And lo and behold, we had no idea, obviously, nobody did, what was in store when the pandemic kicked our doors in. And this giving week has been, quite frankly, a godsend to us because it really gives us the ability to raise awareness, raise funds, and people can stay at home in the comfort of their own home. And they can go on wishesarewaiting.com, register, and create a team of individuals, whether it's family, neighbors, colleagues at work, whomever that would join your team in making a small donation. And quite frankly, if you don't want to register a team but want to go on to make a donation, that's the same website, wishesarewaiting.com. You can strictly make a donation. And we're not kidding ourselves. We know how difficult the struggle is right now, both emotionally and financially. So if you cannot make a donation now, that's okay. We understand it. Maybe you can promote the Giving Week on your social media channels, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Any way that you can promote Make-A-Wish and Giving Week, we would be extremely grateful.
Check it out online, wishesarewaiting.com. Find out about Giving Week. Like Dennis said, if you're able, here's an opportunity for you to meet the needs of those who are waiting for their wish to be made. And Dennis, we're just hoping and praying that soon you can go back to granting those wishes.
Absolutely. We have some 450 wishes in our area of kids that are eligible medically, age-wise, and jurisdictionally-wise. And as successful as this Giving Week program is, will dictate how many of those 450, 65 of those wishes had to be postponed because of the travel and large group gathering ban. To the extent that we can, what we can do once we get the green light to grant wishes again, depends on how successful this Wishes Are Waiting campaign takes off. So we have two more days, today and tomorrow. It culminates tomorrow with our 40th anniversary. It's World Wish Day tomorrow. And we're hoping that the listening audience in the great Susquehanna Valley will come to our aid and make sure that we can grant these wishes of kids that are waiting.
Wishesarewaiting.com is the website. Here's an opportunity for JTL listeners to get involved. Dennis, thank you so much for talking with us today. We appreciate it. And happy anniversary. 40 years of meeting the wishes of kids is fantastic, and we commend you for that.
Thank you so much, Fred. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dennis. God bless you as well, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Take care. Stay well.